I love that my pastor, John, who's 86 years old right now, been a mentor of mine ever since fifth grade. He's got such a wonderful relationship with the church that we grew up in from fifth grade, and I hope that that can be the case for us in the future as well. I've received texts and Facebook messages from people, and even from people in the community who thought something was wrong. and I told them, nothing's wrong. This is really... it has everything to do with what I'm going to share with you this morning, and that's just simply listening and doing what God tells you and putting yourself in a place where you can listen to God. And then when he tells you to do something, do it. I wanted to give you this so that you can read it. There's a lot of scripture in it. I'm not going to take long in going through this, but I want this for your own personal devotional time. Moses was 120 years old when he gave his last words to his people. And one of the lines that caught my attention in Deuteronomy chapter 30 is what he says in verse 20. He says, "Now choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." He tells them, choose life. And oh, by the way, your life is Yahweh. The Lord is your life. And you'll have life by loving him, by listening to him, by holding fast to him. And Isaiah 28 reminds us that we need to listen and hear the voice of God, to pay attention to what he says. If you remember in John chapter 3, people are coming up to John the Baptist and say, you know, they're kind of, I know that these are people who followed John, you know, they loved John, they saw his ministry, maybe they supported him in ministry, and they saw that there were more and more people who were beginning to follow Jesus and not John anymore. And John has this response. He says, you know, a person can only receive what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it's now complete. So not only is there life in listening to his voice, there's also joy in listening to his voice. And if you remember Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John, our Heavenly Father gives them one simple message, especially, I'm sure, because Peter just cannot shut up, right? I mean, he's like, oh, I've got an idea. Let's pitch some tents and we'll stay up here. And like, he's not even done talking yet when the Father says, this is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Read that line with me. Listen to him. Jesus taught in John chapter 10 about the gatekeeper opening the gate for the shepherd and the sheep listening to the voice of the shepherd, and he leads them out and he calls them by name, his sheep listening to his voice. We find life in him by listening to him. We find joy in him by listening to him. And what I want you to do with the years that the Lord has given you, spend time with him. Put yourself in a place where you are listening to him. I don't care where you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care how young you are, how old you are. Put yourself in a place where you are listening to him. Be still and know that I am God. If you remember in Acts chapter 20, Paul is talking about how he is being compelled by the Spirit to go in a certain place. And I don't know if we're particularly compelled to go somewhere yet. We don't know that part yet. We just knew what we were compelled to do, that our season was done here. But Paul says, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. And I put that in there because there were people in Paul's life who they were confirming what God was telling him, I'm sure, in those secret places. We actually have something in the book of Acts where it talks about a prophet and coming and taking a belt and tying himself, and it says, this is what is going to happen to you if you continue on this journey. Paul knew what listening to the voice of God and doing the voice of God was going to entail. He was going to be beaten. He's going to be imprisoned. I think he had it in him that he knew he was going to die for the sake of Christ. And I would say listening and doing what he says will not always be the safe option. He may lead you into very difficult times, but when he leads you, he will never leave you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And Paul was compelled by God's presence. He heard the Spirit for himself, but then people prophesied into his life. They heard the Spirit and were able to confirm what Paul was sensing. Listen to him. Find joy in listening to him. Find life in listening to his voice. Find peace, gain comfort, gain guidance, experience his love. Our Lord Jesus, if you remember, often withdrew to solitary places to pray. Other words that I've found in other translations are, you know, wilderness places, deserted places, desolate places, out-of-the-way places. Get to a place, friends, get to a place where you are disconnected from your unsocial media. We love calling this being connected to social media. I'm sorry. But when you're in family gatherings and families are like this instead of like this, that's not a family gathering. That's not dinner, right? You're not with the ones you're with. Guess what? God wants you to be with him as well. Be with the one who wants to be with you. Set that aside. Go to lonely places. Go to solitary places. Get to desolate places where it's just the two of you. Because guess what? The only way this church will continue to be a house of prayer for all nations is by first remaining a house of prayer. You are going to be no use to the nations around you if you are not going to pray. So my encouragement to you is that individually, that you would go to that quiet place. As Jesus says, you know, all these leaders, they love to say, you know, big prayers and use lots of words and be flowy in their language. He says, listen, when you go and pray, go in your room, go to the closet, shut the door. Pray in secret because your Heavenly Father is in secret. And guess what? He'll reward you. He'll reward you for going to that secret place. How has he rewarded me? The greatest reward, I'm gonna read this. The greatest reward I've ever received from being in that solitary place is something Jesus promised, couched in his teachings about the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14. He said in John 14, 21, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I love this part, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Other translations talk about that Jesus will manifest himself to us. He will disclose himself to us. He will reveal more of himself to us, and that's the reward. The reward is that when we take the time to get into that solitary place to pray, God speaks to us, and the reward is that we learn more and more about him. And you know what? Sometimes we learn a little bit more about ourselves as well. So my question to you this morning is, will you be still? Be still and know that I am God. I am very grateful that as your brother, I've been able to be here for the past 10 and a half years as your pastor. Your friend, your running partner, biking partners. And I'm really grateful for how you treated my bride, my girls, and my mom. And it's funny, I've been in a couple conversations where someone has said, and mom's there and I'm there, oh, you don't have to go, do you? You know, because it's okay if I go, but my mom, she can't go. But we're very grateful for our times here and are very at peace and yet still sad. We want to thank you so much for truly making this a house of prayer for all nations. To be that, continue to be a house of prayer. Let's go to him and worship him as our great God.